Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTM Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Thursday, November 30th. The last day of November is here. Week 13 is here. And today on the show, we're going to run through some of the injury notes from around the NFL, including Aaron Rodgers. And we'll break down wide receiver cornerback matchups for the DFS heads out there. Let's start with that news, though. Aaron Rodgers' 21-day practice window was opened officially yesterday. He was at practice. 77 days after a torn Achilles, he was at practice. Now, do I think he's ultimately going to play? Honestly, no, I don't. I'm amazed that he's moving the way he is, but he's obviously not moving at 100%. And fine, nobody's expecting him. I would be impressed if he was moving at 50%, and he's certainly better than that. But I think the bigger question with Aaron Rodgers is, what did the Jets get out of playing him? Now, obviously, yeah, they have a better chance of winning games, but this team is, if the playoffs were to start today, they're the 15th seed, also known as a team that does not make the playoffs, also known as second to last in the AFC. I mean, in theory, yeah, maybe there's an outside chance at the 7 spot if they somehow won out, but holy crap, they'd need a ton of help because they'd still just be... They'd be a 10-7 team. They'd need a ton of help. Now, Rodgers not going to come back this week, too. So if you lose this week, can you make it as a 9-win team? I mean, in the NFC, I mean, heck, you can make it with a losing record in the NFC. But can you make it as a 9-win team in the AFC? I don't think so. So what benefit do you have here? What benefit? In fact, if you have him out there, you risk further injury. And let's be clear, this team is very good on the defensive side of the ball, and they have some talent on the offensive side of the ball, enough talent that you have a decent offseason, you draft well, you attack free agency where you need to, you're going to be in a good spot next year. And look, the Bills are not infallible. The Dolphins are good, but can they beat a good team? I mean, there is a possibility there for the Jets to be in the mix for the division next year if Rodgers is good to go. And yeah, he's up there. He'll be 41, but Brady showed us there are certain quarterbacks who are special enough who can play into their mid-40s, right? So I just don't think he's going to be back. I know a lot of people have already run out, picked him up in Superflex. I don't really see any value to it. Somebody actually asked me if they should trade for him earlier today, and I just don't see any value to it. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times before, but I just don't see the upside of rushing Rodgers back. It's great that he's out there in practice, but I don't see the upside here. Okay, so on to the next topic here. Will Devon Achane play this week? I really don't know. I will tell you this, he was limited on Wednesday. I would love to see him just get to full. If he's full, I'll have a lot of confidence that he's going to play. We don't know yet. We know Raheem Mostert missed practice on Wednesday, but he's been dinged up, and they give him those veteran days off, so I'm not overly concerned there. We're going to have to stay tuned. I'll talk more about Achane, obviously, on the podcast tomorrow. Chris Olave, limited practice on Wednesday. Phenomenal news for somebody who's in concussion protocol. That's the second-to-last step. He could have the last step completed today. I don't have a Thursday practice report yet, but I always say usually I expect DNP, and then the second practice is the big one. If they can get to limited, then that's huge. He already got to limited, so I would expect him back out there. No Rashid Shaheed. Be careful with Juwan Johnson. I think the target pecking order is as follows. Olave, Kamara, Taysom, and then Juwan Johnson. So the number four target, I really don't love that. And he doesn't really have a particularly high ceiling. So just be careful with your optimism there. A lot of people recommended him as a waiver wire ad. I did not, but they did so with the assumption that Olave wasn't going to play. And we can't have that assumption. What about Trey McBride? Well, he didn't practice on Wednesday. Remember, Wednesday practices don't really tell us that much. Last week, we saw his teammate Marquise Brown, who also didn't practice yesterday, not practice on Wednesday, and still ended up playing with the heel issues. So let's see what Thursday says. Obviously, Friday is going to be the most telling practice report. Tank Dell also didn't practice yesterday, but we'll give that some time. Noah Brown back in the mix, got limited work in for the Texans. Let's see, any other big... Oh, the quarterback situation for the Browns is the other one I wanted to hit on. So Dorian Thompson-Robinson was a DNP on Wednesday in concussion protocol, so today will be the pivotal day. If he gets to limited, I would expect him to return. If he goes DNP again, I do not expect him to play. And if he goes DNP again, you know who's going to be starting for those Brownies. Oh boy, Joe Flacco himself. He is still on practice squad technically, but he is essentially the backup. So that, and honestly, I'll tell you what, Superflex with six teams on bye, 26 starters this week, I don't hate Joe Flacco. So we shall see. Amari Cooper also DNP, so we'll keep an eye on his status through the week. Bailey Zappe is expected to start for the Patriots. So with Zappe, you're essentially getting Mac Jones. There's really not much of a difference between the two of those guys for me. Yes, Zappe became a bit of a cult hero last year, but there's really no difference between those guys for me. So it doesn't hurt DeMario Douglas, but he is in concussion protocol as well, so he's going to need to clear protocol in order to play. All right, let's move over to wide receiver cornerback matchup upgrades and downgrades. Remember, this is a DFS conversation, not a season-long conversation. In DFS, we want ceiling. We don't want midpoint. In season-long, we want midpoint. Obviously, ceiling would be great, but we want midpoint first and foremost. We also are playing one opponent as opposed to thousands. We don't have salary caps. We don't have ownership percentages. There are a lot of other variables at play in DFS which require a more granular look at the players. Keenan Allen gets an upgrade. Does he need it? Because he's having an amazing season. He is on pace for 150 receptions. His last three games have been outrageous. And in the slot, when he's there 60% of the time, he's going to see Miles Bryant, who's allowed 43 catches on 51 targets. That's 84%. And when he's on the perimeter, he'll get his share of J.C. Jackson, who has allowed four touchdowns, an average of 14.4 yards per catch. I actually dig Deontay Johnson and George Pickens this week. Now, the Steelers' offense looked a lot better post-Matt Canada last week, but these two didn't get in the mix, right? It was the run game. It was Najee in particular, and it was Freiermuth, but I really like this matchup for both of these guys. Ketrell Clark has really struggled in his rookie season, 73% catch rate. He's beatable. The Marco Wilson experiment, that didn't work too well, so we're seeing Sterling Thomas V out there. He's been pretty friendly to opposing wideouts this season alone, an 82% catch rate. Really dig the duo of Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. Of course, they faced the Eagles in that big-time showdown there between two of the Super Bowl favorites. Darius Slay hasn't quite been his former self. He did shadow Stephon Diggs last week, but he's allowing a 65% catch rate. For Slay, that's actually a pretty high number. And, of course, James Bradbury on the other side, giving up touchdowns. He gave up the one to Gabe Davis last week. He has allowed seven on the season. I like that stack, double stack with Brock Purdy. Adam Thielen, interesting spot against that Tampa secondary. It's really hard to like the Carolina Panthers offense, but the Tampa secondary, Christian Eisen in the slot, 81% catch rate. We've seen touchdowns galore from Jamel Dean and from Carlton Davis, so a good spot here for Adam Thielen. Rashee Rice coming off of that breakout performance last week. I like his matchup in the slot as well. Keyshawn Nixon allowing 80% catch rate on the season. Good spot for Rice to continue if you're using him in that Sunday night, any of the slates that involve the Sunday night contest. How about Tyreek? Well, you don't really need an excuse to use him, but he is the most expensive on the slate. He's at 9,600, by the way, so that's really pricey. So if you're going to use him, he has to essentially break the slate, but he's totally capable of doing that, especially against this Washington secondary. Benjamin St. Juste allowing the most receiving yards in the league so far this season, three touchdowns in his last five games. I also don't mind Jaylen Waddle in this one coming off of last week. He's $2,000 cheaper on DraftKings than Tyreek. Moving over to the downgrades, Marquise Brown against Pittsburgh. This just in, Joey Porter Jr. is freaking awesome. 41% catch rate on the season. Over his last four games, he shadowed DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, and Ja'Marr Chase, and he's essentially shut all three of them down. This week, most likely going to be on Marquise Brown. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua against the Cleveland secondary. Get this, Martin Emerson is arguably the worst corner for the Browns, but he's not bad at all. He's allowing a 44% catch rate as their worst corner. Denzel Ward, 51% catch rate. They do give up some yards, but that's usually on higher ADOT stuff, and I'm not expecting that for Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua. Maybe Tutu Atwell gets one here, but I'm fading Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. Terry McLaurin versus Miami. I do not expect Jalen Ramsey to shadow. He has not been used as a shadow. He's only played his side since joining the team essentially 4 weeks ago. I was going to say coming back, but technically he didn't come back. But regardless, he is in the mix here, and he's doing quite well. He's seen 19 targets in these four games, only allowed 7 catches. That's a 37% catch rate. Puts a major damper on Terry McLaurin. Tank Dell, as I mentioned, banged up in practice, but I'm going to fade him regardless. Patrick Surtain, he's not a lock to shadow Dell, but I don't really want to mess with this regardless. So Nico Collins or Tank Dell, they're fine for season long. But DFS, you know, especially with the momentum, and they may be overowned, I'd like to be underweight on those guys. Drake London has a brutal matchup against the Jets. Every week we're fading receivers against the Jets. Sauce, DJ Reed, Michael Carter, they're still outstanding. Legarius Sneed, maybe not outstanding, but he has shadowed in 9 of 11 games this season. And up against the Packers, who's he going to shadow? Well, my money is on Christian Watson. Of course, we saw the big game from him last week, but don't go trying to chase those numbers this week. Legarius Sneed didn't completely shut down Davante Adams, but he contained him, and he can do more than that against Watson. The legend of Deron Bland continues to grow. Another pick six. It's ridiculous at this point. It's almost like I expect it to happen every game now. So we'll see tonight. But if you are looking in this slate for tonight, any games that include tonight's slate, DK Metcalf, he's got a big-time downgrade. It's not just the pick sixes. Bland allows 51% catch rate on the season. I also don't like this spot for Brandon Cooks on the other side. I don't mind being in the slot for CeeDee Lamb at all. But Brandon Cooks, Devin Witherspoon, this rookie, I mean, what a class this year. Devin Witherspoon has been outstanding. He enters the week at 51% catch rate, 9.6 yards per catch in his coverage. Not a good spot for the veteran Brandon Cooks. All right, had to zip through today, a quicker episode, but tomorrow we will be back for the big boy, the long episode, the flagship, where I'll break down the remaining games on the slate. In the meantime, ftnfantasy.com, promo code RATPACK for 10% off. And of course, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. I'll catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.